Okay, in Parshas Peshach, we have a lot of different sugyas. It's like a mosaic of all different types of inyanim. It's hard to really put the pieces together. Normally we see a parsha, we know what to expect. Parshas Noach is about Noach. Parshas Vayechi is about the Patir of Yaakov Avinu. Yisrael is about Yisrael and giving of the Torah. Behalaischa, there must be 15 different sugyas in Parshas Behalaischa. Hill Wilson has a gorgeous word. Just with Derech Agav, he explains, if I remember correctly, that, and this will tie into what we're going to say, Mitzvah Hashem, that Shavuos really reaches a certain climax of the year. And then from there, it just goes down until we come to Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, Habalinu L'Taiva. So it's Bein HaMetzarim, so we're heading into. And the Torah mirrors what's taking place in the Zman. And so when we reach that climax called Parshas Nasa, which really means to ascend, to go up, and then from there it goes downhill. Shlach, Meraglim, Kairach, rebellion, Chukas, Balak, Chukas is a Mei Meriva, Balak is a Maisa Zimri, and then it leads us into Sefer Devarim, which is the goodbye party for Moshe Rabbeinu. So we'll get back to that in Mitzvah Shem momentarily, but Rav Wilson points out in such a beautiful way. You'll notice that in this week's parasha of Behalaischa, although most, who would notice if it takes for Moshe Wolfson to notice this, there are more pazers in this week's parasha than any parasha. The trap pazer, which goes all the way up and then goes all the way down. He says that's exactly why. I think he says there's like 12 of them. Because that's what a pazer is. Pazer means pizur, means galus. And pazer goes up, but then as soon as it goes all the way up, it comes all the way back down. As such, I think this really explains why parashas Behalaischa seems very scattered. Very much mefuzar, meforad, is because it symbolizes galus hatar. Almost like the consequences of the shuas aluchos. But despite that, there has to be a tzad hashava and a silver lining which brings all these different sugis together. Just to name some of them. It begins with the menorah, hanafas halavim, the travelings of Bnei Yisrael lemidbar, vahibetso ha'arayin, the lashon hara of Miriam, eldadu meidad, peisach sheni, chatzoy tzais, and the list goes on. So let's try to see what we can do to bring that together, Mitzvah Hashem. That's the main question. There's a few other ones. Maybe we'll just point out one other Mayim Makom. We spoke about this a number of months ago. The Gemara says, Astira. Is HaKadosh Baruch Hu Noisei Panim Al Yisrael or not Noisei Panim Al Yisrael? On the one hand, it says that Hashem is Lo Yisa Panim. Aye, but it says in Bechas Kehanim, Yisa Hashem Panim Elecha. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a reply. How could I not be Noisei Panim Al Yisrael if the Medachtik in Ath Kazai Yisvat Kabetza? All the Mefarshim are wondering, why Davka Medaktik and Kedayis Kabeza? This is why Hashem is nice to Panel Yisrael, because of Medaktik and Shiurim. And Bechlau, what's the Indian of a Zayas? The Shir by all Achilas is the Shir Kazayas. Why Davka Shir Kazayas? So to begin, when we take a look at these sugyas, there are a number of Mayim Makomos which are dropping hints, and of course the Shivan Panim HaTorah, to a certain Tzad HaShava like we mentioned. I'm going to just throw out a few examples of Mayim Makomos, and as you go along, listening to these different Mayim Makomos and the different sugyas, note a certain Tzad, and see if it's consistent with the next Mayim Makom. So let's begin with the Menorah. One of the halachas of the Menorah is, in construction of a menorah, that it had to be made miksha. Miksha tasas a menorah. One block. From there, it's chiseled out into seven branches. But there's a din miksha. Next. Hanafas halavim. The Torah tells us, Rashi points out, there were 22,000 levim who needed hanafa. Aaron HaKohen did that in one day. Something which is supernatural. But Lemaisa, 22,000 Levim had Tanufa in one day. That's base. Next, Klai Yisrael traveled in the Midbar. There are times that they traveled many days, sometimes just a few days, sometimes even many days in one day. Rashi says Kadosh Baruch Hu had a very big chifetz to bring them into Eretz Yisrael after they received the Torah. And they traveled, Rashi says in this expansion, the amount that it takes to travel 3 days in just one day. Next, we have the Chatzoytzes. There's a din miksha also by the Chatzoytzes. Chatzoyot had to be made out of one block, silver, gold, and then constructed, chiseled them to be made into chatzoyot. Next, Parshas Vehibin Sohare. It's only three psukim. Yet in Chazal, Vehibin Sohare is considered to be a sefer bifnei atzmai. Chazal Dashin, Chatzfu Amudei HaShiva. There are five svarim in Torah, Bereishis, Moed, Vehibin, Midbar. But Vehibin Sohare is considered to be a sefer bifnei atzmai. That means that Bamidbar, instead of being one sefer, is now three svarim, totaling seven svarim. Big chiddush. Interesting. The Slav. There was a lot of Slav. The Torah tells us about the Slav. It was in so much quantity. Even the one who walked away with the least, the loser, he ended up with Asara Chamarim. I don't know how much Chamarim is, but it seems like it's a lot. Asara Chamarim. Moving on. Moshe complains to Kadosh Baruch and he says, Sheish Meos Aleph Ragli. How is one person supposed to carry 600,000 people? One person carrying 600,000. It's a big ask. So the Medrash says here, what does Moshe mean? Sheish Meos Aleph Ragli. So the Medrash says in Bereishis Rabbah, Tzadi Zayin. Amr Ablevi. Shishim Ribo Tinoikis Adbru Nashayseen Shal Yisrael Balayla Echad. 600,000 children were conceived in one night in Mitzrayim. They were all thrown into the Yor at the same time, and they were all Oyla B'schus HaShem Moshe. That's a lot of children to be conceived in one night. But it's darshan on this pasuk. El Sheish Elef Ragli. Sheish Meos Elef Ragli. Pasuk in this week's parsha. Moving on to Yeshua. Yeshua is called the Misharis Moshe. He's complaining about Elder Domeda. So Chazal say, Misharis Moshe. Why is it called Misharis Moshe? Because he served Moshe. Mikan on the maiden, Godel Shimusha Yoiser Milimuda. Shimush is greater of a Talmud Chacham than even to be learned from him. Drasha on this week's parasha. Next sugya, the Nevuah of the Shibim Zekeinim. How did they get Nevuah? From Moshe Rabbeinu. That's a lot of Nevuah for Moshe to give to 70 Zekeinim. Not only that, he gave Elder Demeda too. And Elder Demeda, according to Machlokas Rashi Targum, but according to Targum, Loi Posku, they didn't stop having Nevuah. They had Nevuah forever and ever. That's a lot of Nevuah to be Nevi'im forever. Usually a Navi has a Nevuah, and then it goes away. But then, Loi Posku. And at the end of the parasha, Miriam. Miriam speaks Lashon Hara. Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Miriam and to Haran, and also to Moshe, Tzu'u Shalashtachem, all three of you come out. Now she says, spoke to three people all at once, they were in different places. So Kadosh Baruch Hu did something, one dibur to three people, which is impossible for one person to do, but one dibur for three people. Not only that, Chazal say they waited for Miriam. Miriam only waited a shoachas, but they waited for Miriam 7 days. What do you mean? One shoachas, she gets 7 days out of that? That's not fair. How do you turn a shoachas into 7 days? So I think it's obvious that the tzad shava which we see from all this is three words. Miut machzik meruba. That even just a little bit contains a lot. That's why you could take a mikshoachas and you can make seven branches out of it. Hanafas alaviyam, 22,000 in one day, that's a miut, but it's machzik meruba. A sefer bifni asa, but Mibra is one sefer, but it has three svarim in it. And Vehibas is only three psukim, yet it's considered an entire sefer. Even Mineubei, that's a miut machzik meruba. Se'usha lashtachem. The slav, even the mamet is a sarah chamarim. Sheishmos alabagli, 600,000 children conceived in one night. How much is a Talmud Mishamash Rebbe? Here and there, a few minutes here and there, but it's Golden Mili Muda. He's learning from him all day, Pashtas. And the travels of Bnei Yisrael, 3 days' journey just in one day. And even Rashi on the spot, the Lashon of the Pasuk is very difficult. Yomim, Oy Asor, or Yomim? So Rashi, if it says Yomim secondly, so what does the first Yomim mean? The first Yomim means a Shana. Since when is a Shana called Yomim? But in this week's Parsha, it's called Yomim. Because if you're dealing in a parasha where there's Miyad Machzik Meruba, so you can refer to a Shana as Yamim. Because that's called Miyad Machzik Meruba. 70 Zekeinim just from one person, Moshe Rabbeinu, Elder Demeda, the Lo Pasak, Shah Achas to have 7 days, the whole Sugya, the Chatzay Tzvez Miksha, Miyad Machzik Meruba. That's where the parasha begins with the Menorah. Not just because the Menorah is Miksha, and it comes into seven, but because the Ramban says, and so does the Medrash, there's a reference for the Chanukah. What is the Nes of Chanukah? Miut Machzik Meruba. What's the Lashon of the Ahal HaNisim? Rabim Biad Ma'atim. Rabim Biad Ma'atim. That it was just a Miut of Shemen, but in that Miut was 8 days. It was just a Miut of Chashmonayim. It seemed like there were only 5. sons. He had five sons. Machlokas, how many? But there were five. Yochanan, Matasyahu, and the five sons of Matasyahu. Really, it's five plus two, which is the same way, by the way, that you like Benayar. Five plus two. There's a lot of turning into sevens over here in this Pasha. Moshe giving over Shivim, and then the Biksha, which is the Manayar, which is one, and it turns into seven. Even that deserves a shmuz. Maybe we'll get to it at the end. But that's the Nes of Chanukah. And it begins with the Menorah, which is Chanukah, because Chanukah is the Shoresh L'Chol HaShana of the Inyan called Miyot Machzik Yuba, Rabim Biyad Matin. The Emes Chanukah itself is a Rabim Biyad Matin, because the Shoresh of Chanukah comes from Sukkot. Explained once before that every Yontif is an Av and has Toldos. Shavuos is a one-day Yontif, and it also has a one-day Yontif as a Tolda. And that's Purim. Because since Shavuos is Matan Torah, Nasa V'Nishma, and Purim is Kima V'Kibbuha Yehudim, so I made those two go together. Pesach is an Av, and it has a Tolda, that's called Tisha B'Av. So whatever day Pesach falls out, Tisha B'Av too, the whole Torah has a whole Torah on that. So it's not a Yontif yet, but it will be a Yontif. That's what we do Marah, Hishpianim B'Meraimim. Fine. Sukkot is a seventh-day Yontif. But really, it's Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres is a regal b'fnei atzmo, but also not, because why would it be called Shmini if it was a regal b'fnei atzmo? So the Shoresh of Chanukah, which is an 8th day Yontif, comes from Sukkot, but really from Shmini Atzeres. Because Shmini Atzeres is one day from which, after that, but Shmini Atzeres is the 22nd of Tishrei, only 2 months later, that the next Yontif comes, Chanukah. Chanukah is what follows, because that's the Tolda of Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres is the Lashon Shmini, which is Shemen. Atzeres means to grind it, to step on it, to squeeze out the Shemen from the Zeisim. So Shmini Atzeres implies that that's the Shemen which is being made for Chanukah, which is why you dance around the room. Dancing means stepping on. You're stepping, it's Ke'ila, there's olives on the ground. As we walk in circles with the Torah, it's that stepping with the ground on the Regel, which creates, that's why it's called the Regel, creates, by the way, even the Kavana for Ner Chanukah, the Ari says, is to have Kavanas Regel. Goes back to the regal b'fnei atzmo, which is the Shmini Atzeres. Gematria Abkasa. Abkasa is the Kabbalah Lashon, which means the Kavana for Hadlokas Ner, and that goes back to the regal b'fnei atzmo of Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres itself is a day which is Amiyat Machzik Merubah. We see here, it's one day. It gives birth to Shmini Atzeres, but look what happens on that day. Right? Normally seven aliyahs. Today, everybody gets an aliyah. So, who has time for that? No. Amiyat Machzik Merubah. That's the essence of the day. Furthermore, the Kriya of Shmini Atzeres, that we conclude the Torah, and then we begin it again. And it's Ki'ilu when we do that we read the entire Torah. There's a Remes that's written by Hibbet Soha Aron, just Agav Urche, because the Farshim point out that Uvenuch Yemer has seven words, and the Hibbet Soha Aron has 12 words. The first Pasuk in Torah, Bereshis, has seven words, and the last Pasuk has 12 words. So that's why that's considered to be a Sefer B'fnei Atzmo. Let me say that, even though you're doing like the first Pasuk and the last Pasuk, that's considered to be an entire Torah. So too, and Shmini Atzeres, you read the end, you read the beginning, it's as if you read the entire Torah. That's what's a celebration, not just as a completion of the Torah, but even Shmini Atzeres itself is a completing Torah. That's self read Machzik Merubah. But what do you read? You make sure that you begin Bereishis. Why? Vayomer Elokim Yihyor. Vayihyor. That's a reference to the Ner Chanukah. That's a reference to the Or HaGonis. That's the reference to the Menorah. So you see that the Or of Chanukah is built into the Kriya of Shmini Atzeres. So Shmini Atzeres is hinted to Behaloyscha, which is the Ner Chanukah, in and of itself, even Chanukah itself, which is the Shoresh Rabbi Abiyatim, Gufa is Amiyat Machzik Merubah in its roots, which is Shmini Atzeres. But the Achram is, that's why the Parsha itself has 136 Pesukim Behaloyscha, which is Gematria Toiv Ma'at. But even just a little bit can be very good. Like it says in Pasuk, Toiv Ma'at LaTzadik, Mehamayin Rishoyim Rabbi. A tzaddik knows what to do with just a little bit. He knows that a little bit can really mean a lot. Toiv ma'at is gematria the psukim. Happens to be b'ha'aloyischa b'milubo, if you spell it out, is gematria shmini atzeres. With this, we can explain and understand the inyan of the questions which we asked before. We're seeing the theme already of Rabban b'yan ma'at. We're seeing miyat machzik meruba throughout all the different sugyas. And that's why the parasha begins with the menorah, because that's the beginning of that. But to understand why Daat Kashir Kazayas is because a Kazayas is an inyan of Miyat Machzik Merubah. A Zayas isn't worth very much if you're going to eat it. that if you realize that there's more to meets the eye than a kazayas, that there's called shemen of zayas, not just regular fruit juice, it can produce or. So you start to value what a zayas is. A zayas is the potential for or. So it looks like it's a fruit, it's very tiny, but you could squeeze it, instead of having hanah for 2 seconds of it in your mouth, you can light a candle for an hour. That's it. And or is the greatest creation. Or is priceless. So may the zayas itself is mayra on the inner miyud machzik meruba. And that's why it's used for the Nes of Chanukah, which is cool about Yud Machzik Meruba. So getting back to the Chazal, the Klai Yisrael, how can you have been Nes upon him Yisrael? What's the answer to that? The Medachtikin ad Kazayis v'kabetza. What that means, that Klai Yisrael, we only need to eat a Kazayis of food, because the bracha is Beseich Meyov. I mean, when you eat a Kazayis and you say about that, V'yachalta v'savata, I'm full on Azayis. Who's full on Azayis? Klai Yisrael, we can be full on Azayis. So that mitzias that Klai Yisrael can eat in a way with me at Machzik Meruba, yes, we get Nesias Panim. Because what is Nesias Panim all about? Yar Hashem Panav Eilecha, Yisrael Hashem Panav Eilecha. The Or Panim, that's the bracha of the Birchas Kehanim. So the Birchas Kehanim means, who deserves the Or? Those who know the Inyan of Azayas. And if you can eat in a way that you're to me at Machzik Meruba, that shows that you're not just eating the Aleph. You have a Sheiches to the Or within the Aleph. And if you have a Sheiches to the Or within the Aleph, Yisrael Hashem Panav Eilecha. And that's really a mitzvah which happens after Chag HaShavuos. Chag HaShavuos is a day which is a miyut machzik meruba dika day. It's the only yontif of the Gimel Regalim which has one day, but that day, Shavuos, it took 50 days just to make it. It's one day which is miyut machzik meruba. So we're looking in the distance and we see there's going to be Bein HaMitzrayim. It's a long time until we get to the next yontif. But Shavuos is so potent, it's so powerful, that the aura of just those yomim, like we said before, yamim ay asr or yamim. Those yamim, those 2 days of Shavuos are like Hashana. It's like Hashana, which is able to keep us until we get to Rosh Hashanah, which is Chazal Dasha. That is the Or. That's the Hiskalos of that Or again. Chazal say Dor Rosh Hashanah. That's the Hiskalos of that Or after it's buried. It comes out again. That will be Rosh Hashanah time. So, Mamila, since we're going into a very dark tkufa of Golus, Bein HaMitzrayim, so we begin with the Sugi of the Ner Chanukah. Ner Chanukah is the beginning of the Pasha, which is Miyat Machzik Meruba. That Or comes out now. It's going to carry us through all the disappointments of Shlach Karachukas Balak until we finally make our way back to Rosh Hashanah. So from here we go to Parshas Shlach Lecha. It happens to be Shlach Lecha is Gamachia Miyat Meruba. That's the next Parsha. Because since the whole Parsha of Ahal Eischa was exactly that, so Shlach Lecha Anashim is Miyut Meruba, and the whole Inyan of the Shlichas of the Meraglim is in itself a Miyut Meruba. Why? Because Moshe should have gone himself, but Moshe can't go. He's not allowed to go into Eretz Yisrael. So Shluch Shalom Kamoisa is exactly that. You could take many Shluchim. So he made 12 Shluchim to represent Moshe. So there was a Miyut, which is Moshe. He's called Miyut because he's Mamayit, the Sanswim, he's the Onami Koladim, which is in itself in the Parsha. Even the Mid of Anava is exactly that, which is why Moshe is praised for that, because that's the Parsha, Bimachzim Meruba. And for Moshe, he's able to send in 12 Shluchim into Eretz Yisrael. That in itself is a Miyut Machzim Meruba. Just with the Echremes to allude to Shavuos in the Parsha, so he said that Miriam, she had Saras. But because they waited for 7 days because of her Shah Achas that she gave to Moshe. That's a Miyud Machzik Meruba. So with the Echremes, Shah Achas is Gematria Shavuos. And 7 days of Saras, we know that Shavuos has two names, Shavuos and Atzeres. Shavuos is the Oisius Shivas, Atzeres is the Oisius Saras. So Shevas Tzeras, the 7 days of Miriam, which are due to her Shoh Achas, is showing that really Shavuos looks like it's just one day. But really it's at least 7 days, which is why we know the Karban for Shavuos can be brought for 7 days. So even though it's not a 7 day Yontif, but from the Karbanis you see that it's equal to 7 days. So you see that the roots of Shavuos, which come from Parshas Nasar, are alluded to in the Shevas Yemei Tzeras of Miriam. And even on top of that, we find in Megillas Rus a reference to her inyan of Miyud Machzik Meruba, that she only took very little bit, and Chazal say that she, from the little which she had very, very much. So without going down that path, but there's more to say in the Tzugya in regards to Shavuos and Teras than what we're mentioning now. So just to Messiah with the remez on that, as we said before, that really it's a drush on the inyan of Kazayas. If you understand the site of Kazayas, which is an inyan of Miyud Machzik Meruba, then you understand this inyan of what Chanukah is about, what these parashas are about, and you understand one last thing, many, many things, but just one last thing which comes to mind, and that is the Tevas Noach. Tevas Noach, the Mabul is over, Noach is about to emerge, all of a sudden comes the Yaina, the Ole Zayas Taraf Bifia. Why Zayas out of all things? So with this, we can understand very good. Because the whole inyan of the teva, says Ramban, was a nes. That the whole world fit into a teva. It was a nes called Mias Machsa Peruba. So, of course, it's due that Noach should see the Ali Zayas type of view, which the Zayas says is a remes to Chanukah, because it was showing that the whole Metzias that you lived was a nace of Viet Machsik Meruba. So, therefore, it's due to him that the Zayas should be the Simon of Viet Machsik Meruba, which is a Bederach Remes, but Gematria, Kazayas, 437 is Gematria, Rabim Biyad Ma'am.